Shams.
The word Shams means sun in Arabic. The sun is one of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of His signs. Allah created the sun to provide light and heat to all the creatures of this world. It also tells us the time. Even without the invention of mechanical clocks and digital watches, it is easy for people to know what hour of the day it is by the settings and shadows of the sun. It is so important that without it, it would be impossible for us to live here on earth. No plants could grow, no rain would fall, no wind would blow. There would be no days, no colours. Even the moon would be cloaked in darkness, and everything would freeze and die. The sun, because of its importance to human life, has often been looked up to as a great symbol of power and glory. So much so, some people even went as far as to bow down and start worshipping it like a god. But Muslims know that it is only a creation of Allah. It does only what Allah commands it to do, and will shine as long as Allah wants it to. There is a true and very interesting story about the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. In the Quran, it tells us that Ibrahim used to think deeply about many things. He used to study the kingdom of the universe and teach people about its true Lord. One night, whilst viewing the sky, teaching the people how to search for God, Ibrahim saw a bright shining star high in the heavens. He said that this must be the Lord. When the star set, he knew this could not be so. Then he saw the moon rise in all its beauty and splendor. He said that this must be it. Again, when the moon went down, he knew that this was not him. Finally, he saw the great sun rising high above everything. He said, "This is the biggest. This must be the true Lord." But when the sun set, he made the people realize that it was wrong to try with your mind to picture an idea of the Creator. Then he said,